I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nigeria replaces North Korea as the world's worst persecutor of Christians, according to a new report from Global Christian Relief. Over 9,800 believers died in Nigeria between 2022 and 2024. Unknown Nations' Greg Kelly says Islamic extremist groups target isolated villages throughout the country.
Boko Haram is a radical Islamic group in the vein of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab that wants to take over the north. So it starts with Boko Haram, but then you also have the Fulani, who are one of the largest Muslim people groups in all of Africa.
Join us in praying for an end to violence in Nigeria and ask God to strengthen and sustain gospel workers.
We just ask for people to be praying for us to be able to send more solar-powered audio Bibles in the various languages so that people can hear about Jesus for the first time.
Then,
I came to Christ because the word of God touched my heart. And God opened my eyes on the truth.
Fuad is a pastor in the North African nation of Morocco, where Sunni Muslim and Judaism are the only state-registered religions. Christians make up less than 0.2% of the population. Now, they're allowed to practice their faith, but are carefully watched. But Fuad says God is using media to make his word known to Moroccans, just like he did in Fuad's life. Join in prayer for the small church that he pastors and all Moroccan believers like them.
For protection for the church and also for the church be unified, for the new believers to grow in Christ.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.